Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes and 10 tracks, as it turns out this time. 10 tracks, and we're starting off with the usual sort of instrumental. This is from the Brian Pickell Band. We're doing a couple tracks here called Trout Fishing and Karen Llewellyn's March. This is show number 51. Thanks for joining me. I hope you hear something that's very attractive. Back with you in just a moment. And that is the Brian Pickell Band, ending off there with a track called Karen Llewellyn's March. Before that, we heard from something called Trout Fishing. And the Brian Pickell Band, maybe you've heard of Brian Pickell. He's been around the Ontario scene for probably several decades now, three decades. He started off maybe more than that. It was the early 1970s. He was a founding member of the Humber River Valley Boys. They were a bluegrass band out of Toronto. And in the early 80s, he had a repetitive strain injury, and so he returned to photography, which is one of his skills. And he spent several years shooting for the Toronto Star. He was a photographer for them. He has a number of books to his credit. He did the official Hockey Canada history of the legendary 1972 Russia versus Canada series, by the way. A couple of full-color books with Grit Laskin on the world of instrument making and so on. But he returned to professional music making in the 1980s, fortunately. And he worked with the Dawnbreakers along with Ian Bell. He occasionally played with the CBC's Vinyl Cafe Orchestra with Suet McLean, played with the Pierre Schreier Band, and has performed with a bunch of other folks as well. And his band, which he put together, had a number of CDs out. He has been awarded the Tradition Bearer Award from the Goderich Celtic Roots Festival for his teaching and his passing on of the traditions. So that is from Brian Pickell. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke with you for this hour, and we come to you. This is a show from the Bay of Islands Radio. This is in Corner Brook, Newfoundland, CKVB 100.1 FM, or www.boire.ca, and a variety of other stations and methods of listening as well. Next up, we have this is sort of a mixed bag. Basically, I'm calling this CDs on my window shelf. These are things that were sitting on my window shelf for a while, and I've been meaning to play and never quite got around to yet. Some of them are new, some of them are old, some in between. And next up is Pokey Lafarge in the South City 3. I've played them a number of times. This is from a CD I haven't played yet. The CD is called Riverboat Soul. And he plays that kind of juke joint devilry and old-time roots and riverboat music as a stand-up bass, sort of a Django-influenced guitar. And they wear these high-waisted pants, and they have Brylcreamed hair. Remember Brylcreamed? I don't know, people of my age. You know, a little dab will do you, and so on and so forth. But they have this really infectious mix of jazz and ragtime and country blues and western swing, and he pays homage to these old musics by writing new songs in those styles, which is kind of a handy thing to do. He took an interest in history and literature during his childhood. He was greatly influenced by his grandfathers, one of whom gave him a banjo. He was part of the St. Louis Banjo Club. And anyway, since then, it's been all uphill. This is from their CD, Riverboat Soul. This is a bit of a bluesy song called Migraines and Heart Pains. This is Pokey Lafarge and the South City 3.
Songs out in the street, and this kind of life is a treat to see. Compared to the winter, too cheap for me. You got migraines and heart pains, living in an island of love. Had a girl and her name was Sue. Took her on a date to the zoo. When we got to the lion's den, I said, whoop, and I pushed her in. People asked what I did that for. I said, man, just couldn't take it no more. I got migraines and heart pains, living in an island of love. Put us up one day and down in next. She always jerked my heart around. Trip me to see how hard I fold, and they kick me when I'm down. If I want a life with you, there's only one thing I can do. Take one day at a time, living in an island of love. Jerking my heart around, trip me to see how hard I fold. Then you kick me when I'm down. But if I want a life with you, there's only one thing I can do. Take one day at a time, living in and out of, living in and out of love.
That's Living in and Out of Love. That was actually a song called, instead of that line, Migraines and Heart Pains, which is a little bit different than what they ended off in the chorus there. That is a band. They're called Pokey Lafarge and the South City 3. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening on Voice of One Bay, which is 95.9 in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbor. And thanks for joining me. Always glad to have you with us. So next up, we have from Scotland. We head over there. This is a band called the Oban Gaelic Choir. And they're one of the oldest competition choirs in Galedom, a century or more older than that, maybe. I can't quite remember when they started. Well, I wasn't around, obviously, but I remember reading it somewhere. But they sing primarily for enjoyment, even though they're in what they call the mods, M-O-D, and these are choral competitions, basically, for Gaelic choirs. And they've won that a couple of years back, I believe. But they meet on Monday evenings. In case you're over in Oban, O-B-A-N, in Scotland, they meet on Monday evenings from 7:45 till 10 p.m. in the Pipe Band Hall. That's on South Shore, Shore Street, I believe, in Oban. And new members are always welcome, so you can join up. Well, why do they sing in Gaelic? Well, Gaelic was the language of Argyll, since the Scots brought it over from Ireland in the 4th century, and it's survived since then, but the numbers who speak it have dwindled. And there's an acceptance that language is a valuable treasure, we see that worldwide, to be preserved for future generations. And one way to do that is through singing. And so that's why the Oban Gaelic Choir do their bit to ensure that the language survives by singing and performing. And this is from a CD that just came out this past year. It's called Storas, S-T-O with an accent, grave, R-A-S. And the beauty of this is, and no slags here to choirs or whatever, but sometimes there's a less, I suppose, fewer people who will listen to just a full choral, 70 minutes of choral music without anything else but choral music. But they have a number of instrumentalists along with them as well. And, you know, for somebody like me who has a short attention span, that's far more interesting. I love the Gaelic choral music, but I also love to hear the pipes, the fiddles, and so on. The instruments that reflect that same heritage and tradition. And so I highly recommend this release for those of you who it's kind of a gateway drug to Gaelic music, Gaelic choir music, choral music. So this is something from that. It's called Puit Ar Bhuil, and you can hear sort of what's going on with some of the tracks in terms of using the instruments, but also singing in a style that is very reflective of those instruments. Bit of an enthusiastic audience there at the end. That is the Oban Gaelic Choir, and that's something from their recent release, something that is called Puirt Ar Bhuil, and it's great. It's a great release if you're interested at all in that in Gaelic music, or even if you're not. Hey, why limit the audience just to those? Next up, we have something else from Scotland. And this is a fairly new release. This is a band called Bianali. Bianali. It's B-I-B-E-I-N-N and then L-E-E. And they're a six-piece band from Uist in the Outer Hebrides. They were formed in about 2013, something like that. And they were rooted in the West Coast style of traditional music. They have Gaelic song, West Coast pipe music put together. The band has a number of instruments, including accordion and fiddle and pipes and flutes and guitar and piano, drums, vocals, and so on. A fairly big sound, which in those small village halls, you know, in the Outer Hebrides, can be fairly overpowering, I'm sure. But they're in the festival circuit as well around Scotland. They're, the players come from three different parts of the island, from the North Uist and South Uist and from Grimsay. And of course, as in any small rural community, there's a significant difference between people from all of those regions, even though they're very close together. This is from their debut album, Oscara. O-S-G-A-R-A. It's an accumulation of 5 years of playing. It just came out a couple of months ago, in 2018, from when I'm taping this anyways. So they did 5 years of playing and writing and arranging music, and they started out, you know, for those of you who are just in, you know, just, but they're in wedding bands, you know, like myself or whatever, take heart, because that's how they started out, and now they have this highly acclaimed album, and that's really, I think they're, you know, they've got a really kind of interesting sound. This is a track which is from a band called the band is called Runrig, which is a famous Scottish band, no longer around, although they still get together once in a while, I guess. But this is something called The Story, and it's one of those anthemic Runrig-esque songs which Ben Lee do really well. So this is new music from Scotland. If you've got any Scottish in you at all, this is going to get you going. You know it will. We'll be right back. You could really imagine the crowds in the arenas in those small communities and the islands off of mainland Scotland, and get their lighters and sing along with things like this. This is a band called Bian Li, and they are doing a song there by Runrig, who have certainly mined that anthemic arena rock kind of sound that is sung in Gaelic and uses the traditional pipes and fiddles and so on as well. Anyway, that's from a recent release called Osgara. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke, and you could be listening at Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM, St. John's, Newfoundland, and thanks for joining me. Glad you could join me for this show. This is show number 51, if anybody's keeping track. I don't care. I'm keeping track because I'm just trying to divide, you know, on my computer to figure out, okay, what have I played before and so on. Next up, though, we're going to play something. This has been on my windowsill for a while. This is a band called Sans, S-A-N-S, and it's a project of a zither player and a multi-instrumentalist, Andrew Cronshaw. I'm not sure if you've heard of him, but I have a bunch of his records, basically, and I listened to him back in the 80s and 90s and so on when I was kind of getting into that kind of music. But he was a great zither player. He plays, I don't know if you know the zither, it's one of those lost, forgotten instruments. Maybe some show, I should just do a whole show of zither music, shouldn't I? Do you think that would be? Anyway, let me know. You can always email me, Ivan at boir.ca, if you're interested in a zither show. Anyway, he got together at a festival. It was in Finland, the Kaustinen Festival in 2011. It's a famous festival. So Andrew Cronshaw is a zither player, a singer from Finland, Sana Kirkisuonio, multi-instrumentalist, a reeds player, Ian Blake, and then an Armenian duduk master. I don't know if you know the duduk. It's a wind instrument. It has a really poignant sound to it, and you'll hear it. Yeah, Tigran Alexanyan. And they got together and they formed, then they sort of played together or jammed, and they created a band basically called Sans, S-A-N-S. And they appeared on one of Cronshaw's albums, The Unbroken Surface of Snow. But this is from their first studio album, which was just released beginning of September in 2018. And the album is called Kulku, and K-U-L-K-U. It was recorded in the winter of, this past winter, 2017-18. It was a beautiful, spacious oak barn in Suffolk in the UK. And all of the songs are in Finnish, except for one of them, which is in a dialect of the Finno-Ugrian language, Karelian. I played Karelian music before, if you recall. I don't know if you take notes on these things. But anyway, this is from that CD. This is something called The Walking Song. And it's a great piece of music, and you'll hear the duduk and the zither. So seldom you really hear those two things played together, do you? Really? So here's your chance. This is something called the Walking Song.
Amerikan se on se lämmin maa ja Suomi se on viilun arka. Vieläkö kuljet noita kylmiä teitä, minä samuan jo muita maita. Vieläkö kuljet noita kylmiä teitä, minä samuan jo muita maita. Amerikan maa se on se lavia maa ja Suomi neito kovin laiha. Amerikan maa se on se lavia maa ja Suomi neito kovin laiha. Leveillä teillä minun kulkea pitää, joten kotiin en palata taida. Leveillä teillä minun kulkea pitää, joten kotiin en palata.
Music there from Finland, Armenia, and the UK, and that's something called the Walking Song, and the band there is called Sans, S-A-N-S, recently released. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond right here on CKVB, possibly, which is Bay of Islands Radio. Welcome if you're listening. That's obviously found at 100.1 FM or www.boar.ca. Next up, we have a band. So we go from, we were in Scotland there for a while, if you recall, and then we headed across the channel, or one of the channels there, to Finland, in Armenia and so on. And now we're heading a little bit east and south, and we're going to head to the Czech Republic. And this is a band called Terne Čave. Terne Čave, T-E-R-N-E, and then C with a accent on it, and as H-A-V-E. And they're one of the best-known gypsy bands or Rom bands in the Czech Republic. They have sort of a distinctive and a personal style. They have a Rom roots, but they play a wider variety of music now. They're quite popular many, many years ago, up until even 1989 or so. They were they were very popular, and then into the 90s and so on. And then there was the Velvet Revolution back in 89, I think it was, something like that. And things got a bit strange for a while. There were increasing ethnic tensions, as we say sometimes. And they took a break for a while because they just found it a little bit too hard to deal with all of that that was going on. But they came back, and somewhere around 2000, I think they started playing again, and they kind of billed themselves as kind of gypsy rock and roll, something like that. It's, I think on one of their CDs, they have this big in capital letters, "It's only rom and roll," because rom is the term you use. It's a more politically correct term for gypsy. But they sing old Roma songs that they've learned from their grandparents, who came to Czech Republic at that time from the Slovakian settlements and so on. They composed some of their own new songs, everyday songs, but, you know, love and sadness and poverty and joy and, you know, so on and so forth. The bass is a couple of guitars and usually two or three vocals, and then they have violin, accordion, bass, drums and percussion and so on. Terne Chave means young boys in the Roma language, and they've known each other since childhood, the core of the band. In fact, they lived on the same street, and that's how they basically said somebody found a guitar at one point and they started playing it, and other people started singing, and there you go, then you've got an international career. So this is something from Terne Chave and from the Czech Republic, More Love is what it's called. And it's on a CD of a compilation of new music from Czechoslovakia called At the Heart of the Bonfire, if you get a chance to, if you're interested in what's going on in the music there. But let's start off here with Terne Chave. Off there with the main theme of the lyrics, "We Need More Love," and that's a band there called Terne Chave. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you once a week, depending on where you're listening, and you could be listening on Radio Bell Island, CJBI, which is at 93.9 FM in Bell Island, Newfoundland and Labrador, and broadcasting throughout the Conception Bay area. Next up, we have a new release from a guy called Will Pound, and he was he was nominated three times, I think, for the coveted BBC Folk Awards, the Musician of the Year Award. And his instruments are the harmonica and the melodeon. And he started playing the harmonica because of a childhood illness. His parents were musicians with a Morris team, and he's what we're going to listen to is Morris dance music. It's a kind of dancing in the UK. And he was given his first harmonica as a result of the suggestion of a doctor who said that that Will was having some breathing difficulties because he had a childhood illness. And so if he took up the harmonica, it would help him with his breathing, you know, control his breathing and kind of increase the capacity and so on. And after a couple of years, the results were rather astounding. Not only was his health and his particular his breathing was a lot better, but he could now play the harmonica very well. So there you go. If you're having some difficulty breathing, maybe the answer is to take up the harmonica. It's as simple as that. Now, I'm not saying that you can have on the harmonica the back of it, you know, have, you know, recommended by doctors or you need to do this in order to improve your health. But nevertheless, that is a bit of a lesson to us. So he studied then folk music at the university in the northeast of England for a while, but he found that paid work was starting to interfere with his studies because he was getting lots of gigs. And really, to be honest with himself, he said that, you know, he wasn't entirely suited to academic work anyways. So instead of finishing the course, he became a full-time professional musician. And the other thing, interesting thing about, I mean, it's interesting how he got into the harmonica, but he also has difficulty reading music very well. And there are a number of famous musicians who have the same neurological condition that he has. It's called synesthesia. So people like Duke Ellington or Rimsky-Korsakov, Tori Amos all had this. And so Will, like these other individuals, sees sounds and musical notes in terms of colors. There hasn't been very much study of this phenomenon. It seems that no two people are quite alike. But the only constant theme is that those with the condition, they perceive lower notes tend to be in darker colors and higher notes in lighter colors. And Will explained, he said, I'd love to know more about it because it never appears to be a handicap to anyone musically. It doesn't stop anybody. And it seems to spread amongst the population at random. And so just a couple really interesting background. I find that kind of fascinating because I remember meeting, I had a student once who had synesthesia, and it was very interesting. But I won't go into that. Anyway, this is a CD called Through the Seasons. It's a celebration of the year in folk dance. And so he brings Morris and folk dance to life throughout the year. And he's sort of reinterpreted these traditional pieces of music, which he heard his parents play, that he learned on the harmonica as he was doing this for medical therapy. And now he got people like Eliza Carthy and John Kirkpatrick. I mean, you can't make a Morris dance record in the UK without John Kirkpatrick. Come on. I mean, really. Benji Kirkpatrick. Patrick Kenny, there's a bunch of people who are on the CD. And so this is called Through the Seasons, and we're going to hear a set of tunes here called Brighton Camp and Salmon Tales Up the Water. And so this is an example of some sort of traditional folkloric recording as we start, and then we get into Will Pound and his buddies. We'll be right back. So it starts and ends with a little bit of ethnographic recording there. And that's from Northwest Morris Dance. And actually, the recording, on that recording, we heard there Will Pound at the beginning and the end. Will Pound and his wife, I think Clara is her name, were in that band, who were sort of walking through the streets. So that is from a CD called Through the Seasons. And it's I find it very attractive. I mean, the last thing I need is another Morris Dance CD, probably. But I listened to it anyways. I got it, and I thought, you know, this is really very tasty. And anyway, it's good. I'm giving it a good review. If you're interested at all in British traditional dance music, Will Pound and Through the Seasons just came out this year. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening on Caper Radio CJBU, which is right in Sydney, Cabretton, and 107.3 FM. And glad you could join me. Thanks. Next up, we have a band out of Prince Edward Island, and this is a band called Ten Strings and a Goat Skin, and I've played them before, but this, in this case, I found an old CD of theirs. It's kind of interesting, because you get to know a band sort of mid-career sometimes, and then if you're lucky, in some used CD store, you find their original stuff. So this is from an early CD called Corbeau, and they're from PEI. This, you know, they're kind of lots of vigor and curiosity and goofy humor and so on. And they sort of expand on the Scottish and the Acadian roots of PEI's traditional music. If you know PEI, you know, that's the sort of the two big sets of roots. But they do sort of old school Franco-Canadian and Breton and Irish and so on. They worked pretty closely with Leonard Podolak of the Dukes years back, and he helped them to sort of hone their sound. And they had a pretty rapid rise to prominence in the folk circuit. I think they were South by Southwest some of those big conventions that they kind of had some really important showcases. They were able to start touring and engaging more professionally in their teens. And so they remember traveling, though, before that with their mother. There's two brothers and a cousin. As you know, most PEI bands are. They remember traveling with their mother to Irish and Scottish music sessions around the Maritimes, and so they come by it all honestly. So the track I decided to play from this CD, which I found this older CD, is a track that you know, in Newfoundland, we in Labrador, we hear it a lot, because it was done by Emile Benoit. It's a lovely track called "Vive la Rose," and Emile has his own particular take on it, which is beautiful, beautiful. I kept thinking I should play something else, because you know, I've played "Vive la Rose" before, because I think he even played it by, and that's the latest that came out this summer with Anita Best singing a lovely version of it as well, with Sandy Morris. And nevertheless, it kind of kept getting under my skin, so I'm going to play it anyway. This is Ten Strings and a Goat Skin, and this is from an early release of theirs called Corbeau, and this is their version of Vive la Rose. We have an accordion player with them on this. I think it's Isabelle Thériault.
Mon ami me délaisse, ou qui en vive la rose. Mon ami me délaisse, ou qui en vive la rose. Je ne sais pas pourquoi. Vive la rose et le lilas. Je ne sais pas pourquoi. Vive la rose et le lilas. Elle va s'en voir une autre, ou qui en vive la rose. Elle va s'en voir une autre, ou qui en vive la rose. Il est plus riche que moi. Vive la rose et le lilas. Il est plus riche que moi. Vive la rose et le lilas. On dit qu'il est plus beau, ou qui en vive la rose. On dit qu'il est plus beau, ou qui en vive la rose. Mais je m'en douterai pas. Vive la rose et le lilas. Mais je m'en douterai pas. Vive la rose et le lilas. On dit qu'il est malade, ou qui en vive la rose. On dit qu'il est malade. Oh, qui en vive la rose, peut-être qu'il en mourra. Vive la rose et le lilas, peut-être qu'il en mourra. Vive la rose et le lilas. S'il meurt dimanche, on qui en vive la rose. Et s'il meurt dimanche, on qui en vive la rose. Lundi on l'enterra, vive la rose et le lilas. Lundi on l'enterra, vive la rose et le lilas. Mardi elle vient me voir, on qui en vive la rose. Mardi elle vient me voir, on qui en vive la rose. Mais je l'en voudrais pas, vive la rose et le lilas. Mais je l'en voudrais pas, vive la rose et le lilas.
Another very lush version of Vive la Rose. That was a band called Ten Strings and a Goat Skin. Time for two more tracks. I have to zip into these quickly. Next up, we have Aerosmith Rob Trio. Jess and Richard Aerosmith are traditional musicians and singers, specialize in English music and song, and they've often have a duo. They're in a bunch of other bands as well. They got together with Ian Robb, and I've played to him before. Ian's been in a band called Finest Kind, Jig. He's done some of his own stuff, Friends of Fiddler's Green, and so on. And they're great singers together, the three of them, because they all have very strong voices, and they don't have to really hold back because each other has strong voices and so on. And they did a few tours and so on, even though Ian lives in Ottawa and the Aerosmiths live in the UK. Ian is originally from the UK. But they play a number of instruments as well. And so they decided to do a CD, which came out this in the summer of 2018. It's called All the Salts, wonderful selection of songs. I'm going to play something called Bright New Year from the... I know it's not New Year, but give me a break here. I just think it's a really nice track. And I wasn't sure. There are so many great tracks to play on that. I wasn't sure which one to do, but... This is then from their release, Bright New Year.
Well, the seed that we will sow, so comes the rain in springtime.
And that is Aerosmith, Jess and Richard Aerosmith, not the band Aerosmith, don't worry, and Ian Robb. And that's from their release called All the Salt, something called A Bright New Year. Time for one more track here, and this is the Friel sisters, F-R-I-E-L. They're Anna, Sheila, and Claire Friel. They're young traditional musicians. They're born in Glasgow, but their family roots are really entrenched in the Donegal, the Gaeltacht in Ireland. They play the fiddle, the flute, Uilleann pipes. They sing in unison. They have, you know, since they're sisters, they have really good, strong kind of weird similarities in terms of their voices. They've toured with acts like Alton and the Chieftains and Lunasa and so on. They released their latest album in January of 2018 at Celtic Connections in Glasgow. But just a couple months before that, in November of 2017, Claire was announced as the recipient of the Young Musician of the Year Award at 2018 in Ireland. And it's interesting because she's the first person from Scotland to win the award, and other people on that night who won were people like Frankie Gavin and so on, who are wonderful. But they were at the St. John's Folk Festival, if anybody was there this year, and I'm sure some of you were, and they're really entrancing young women, great musicians. And this is from their CD called Before the Sun. This is something called Young Tom Ennis and King of the Pipers and Hunt the Cat, if you want to play along. Thanks for joining me. Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Emke, and I'll be with you again next week. Take care.